Gina Alexandria.
Good morning, my brothers and sisters of Central Louisiana. It's going to be all right for you. Got Pastor Dunkley of the Mount Olive Baptist Church, 4711 England Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana. Call your friend, call your neighbors, and tell them it's going to be all right because Pastor Dunkley's on the airwaves.
You don't know my praise. My praise is just for real. In case y'all don't know, that's the song they requested. You don't know my story. Now pray with me. Because you know I can't sing it being famous for what you're doing. Jesus. You don't know my story. All the things that I've been through, you can't feel my pain of what I had to go through to get here. You'll never understand my grace. Don't try. It's for real. You don't know my story. All the things that I've been through. You can't feel my pain of what I had to go through to get. Don't try to figure it out, because my worship is for real. Hallelujah, hallelujah, my worship is for real. Lord, I love you. Lord, I love you. My worship is for real. Lord, you're worthy. You're so worthy. My worship is for real.
Thy own way, Lord, have thy own way. Give to the priest. power, that I may proclaim thy word, thy will, and thy way to thy people. In Jesus' glorious and precious name we pray, amen. The church said amen. To Evangelist Robert Lee and to all of the saints of God that are present on this glorious Valentine Day, we thank God for each and every one of us. That choir has been a marvelous God. Amen. They have done great. We have done great. Just by being present. And I thank you and I appreciate you. And I thank all of you. We appreciate you. Whatever that you do in this ministry to help us continue up the King's highway.
Yes.
This is not about me. It's all about you. Not about the pastor, it's about the master. I can do it all in your pastor. I thank you for your support, prayer, for diligently working in your area of ministry and fulfilling your assignment. Amen. I want to lift up a thought from the 5th chapter of Romans. Romans chapter 5. Beginning in verse 6, Romans chapter 5, beginning at verse 6, if you'd be so kind to stand for the reading of our Lord, Romans 5, beginning at verse 6, amen. For when we were still without strength, in due time, Christ died. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet perhaps for a good man someone would even dare. But God demonstrates his love, his own love for us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. God bless the reader, hearer, and doer of his divine word. And I said to you last Sunday that what I was going to preach to you, I used that power basically to get your attention and give you something to think about all week long. I know somebody talking to this, but he's moving to somebody. Yeah, somebody. I don't know who, but somebody. But his pastor going to say something. Now he said he's going to give us an answer. Now, but what is that answer going to be? Somebody said something. Well, the reason why I did that, gave you that title, was because I wanted you to think about it all week long. Is it all possible? And I know somebody did. That's from a song with love. That's from a song that was written by someone that had been hearted. And it was sung by a woman who had been misused, treated like a queen. And in that song, it says that what good is to have a heart when it can be broken? In that song, it says that love is nothing but a two-hand emotion. And all of us that know God know that love is much more than that. But that's what the feeling looks like that she had from being a Christian. And she brought it out in that song. And in the essence of the lyrics, she's really saying is that if I'm being misused, abused, and beaten, love ain't nothing. Love ain't got nothing to do with it. If I'm being lied on and all of this, love ain't got nothing to do with it. But love, everything come to God. You notice the symbol of Belfast? Huh? You know the symbol? You notice the color? Huh? You notice the gift got to do with cutting? Little teddy bear, you know? And the big teddy bear. Some of y'all don't qualify. Some of them don't qualify, brother. You notice the color? Red. And from Genesis to Revelation, the Bible is nothing but a love story of how God loved us. Stood up. When you read Hosea, thank you for the love story. Because God loves Israel so much, but she went out for them after other gods. And God wanted to teach the prophet man, Hosea, to know how it feels when you lose one. That's not a good feeling. If you got a headache, you can do something like that. But when you got a heartache, ain't nothing you can do. You can take a stand back, you can take a aspirin, you can take a pill for a headache. But ain't no medicine on the market for it. Are you with me this morning? So what I'm saying to you this morning is that it's all about love. What it got to do with is all about love. Your salvation, your forgiveness is all about love. And it's about the love of God for you and I. It was the shed of the blood that got us the symbolism, the word love. And you know, sometimes we say, well, it ain't in the gift, but it's in the thought. Well, when I look at this text, it was more than a thought with God. He gave us all he had. Christ gave us all he had. He gave us his best. And if you really love somebody, you want to give them the best. You start talking about God all you want, but you won't give them the half the best. You can look at the gift and see how much somebody care about you. Somebody just said that's all they got to do. Don't you want something nice given to you? God gave us his best. And love has everything to do with it when it comes to the economy of God. Did you read what Jesus told the disciples one day as they questioned him, which is the first commandment of all? You shall love your God with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. And we are to love God with all of our being. Then he said, love your neighbor as you love yourself. It's all about that. He said, the whole law and prophets, it hinges on love. L-O-V, not love, L-U-S, but love, L-O-V. We are to love God with all our being. Do you hear Jesus said that a new commandment I give you, that you love one another as I have loved you, and you also love one another? Two times he says love one another. Must be important to keep on saying. He said, then he goes on to say, by this love, all will know you to be my disciples if you have love for one another. What the world is missing now is love. True love. Real love. Pure love. And you got to understand that God didn't create us to do something for him. No. He don't need us to do anything. Did he use a donkey one time? Did he use a rooster one time? He used whatever he wants. Did he use a rod to open up the Red Sea? He used what he wants, when he wants. But he created us that we would experience an intimate love relationship with him that is real and personal. You know how it's going to be in love with somebody. And you know what? It's hard to see him that God would love us when we don't even deserve it, but it's because of his grace. Here's the proof of God's love that ever before in his gift. Here's somebody reading this morning. For God so loved the world that he gave his own begotten Son. And whoever believeth shall not die, shall not perish, but have everlasting life. It's all about love, my brother. Love is not love until it's given. Love is not love when you look for something in return. Love is you give and expect nothing. You do for somebody, and even if they don't say thank you, you go on and pray for them. Love. Be true. And you brother, can back me on this thing. When y'all was young like me, when you call yourself hopeless, if you love me, prove it. If you love me, prove it. Show me. And we wasn't dealing with no scripture now. That was love. But we called it love.
Well, I don't know, but...
Oh, you don't care nothing about me. Maybe the next time I ask that again. Sooner or later, you know I do. Y'all looking at me so funny. But the point I'm trying to show you is that God proved his love to us. He proved it by giving his son to die in our place. He loved us first. For we were even coming to the world, he had already made a way for us. Proof of his love is because of the gift. Christ loved the church and gave himself for me. He loved me and gave himself for me. In each of the previous scriptures, love is always that's a gospel love. A divine redeeming love. That's the gift. Christ always shows the proof of God's love for us. And as I've said so many times, love is not love. Paul shows us that God's love is unconditional, unlimited, unrestricted. Text says, for when we were yet without strength, when we were weak spiritually, in due time, Christ died for the those that don't have a reverence for God, those that live their lives as if God don't exist, those that think they're going to live always, they got time to get it right later on. The ungodly, he died. Not for godly people, not for righteous people. He died for the ungodly. While we were weak, picture of love. I know some of y'all have seen that movie, Imitation. The lady had the child very last. The child was bullied. You know, bullied. started here in 1516, but it goes all the way back. And she became confused and mad. When she got of age, she ran away. No communication. But the mother didn't give up. And God does not give up on us. They're praying for her child. Jesus is on the right hand of the Father, interceding for us now. As life would have it, she decided to find out what the lady she was working for and living with. Told her her story. She said, well, I know somebody that can. They found her. Got a knife. She made her way there. God still acting strange with her. So she said to her with tears coming down her eyes, I want one thing for you, and I'll never talk to you. Just let me hold you in my arms. That's love. I just want to hold you one more time. I brought you into the world. I just want to hold you. She held to her and left and went home. And the girl was late getting to the funeral. They were in a procession taking her to the grave, and she come down the road screaming and hollering and crying about, mother, 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 I love you. It was too late. Don't wait too late to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Today is your day. This is your moment, and this is all that we have. One thing I said, that God is so much like a mother will never give up on her child, a real mother. I don't care what he do, what she say, she's not going to give up. She's going to be there with you. Today, I visited the jail. I see more witnesses that I can meet. Come into this. I've been in court with mother that cried out, give my child another chance. I've heard too many daddies say that, but I've heard a lot of mothers. Because that mother loves that child. And when you love somebody, you don't want them hurt. When you love somebody, you want to lift them up. You want to pick them up. And when the church really loves, ain't no envy, ain't no jealousy, ain't no deception. When you really love, some of us got that Sunday morning love. We act lovish Sunday morning. Unless you catch me on a real bad half day or what have you. Huh? And before the benediction, I can hear you sometimes. I wonder if you heard the message. Because the conversation ain't got nothing to do with it. But he showed it to us. He proved it to us. When we were weak and we had no strength, we were helpless, we were powerless. But it was with no way of us. That's why Paul said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Another translation says, I can do everything through him who gives me strength. Your strength comes from the Lord, my Lord. Because of his love for you. Love is perfectly timed. We say Christ came at the right time, due time, the proper time, the full. When the fullness of time comes, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law. It's all about love. At the right time, he sent Jesus this given to us because we had a need. And if our greatest need had been information, you would have sent us an educator. If our greatest need had been technology, you would have sent us an engineer. If our greatest need had been money, God would have sent us an economist. If our greatest need had been pleasure, God would have sent us an entertainer. But our greatest need, my darling, is forgiveness of sin. So God serves the Savior. Somebody to rescue, to heal, to deliver us. At a point in time, by the Father, breathed by Christ, and fulfilled with prophecy in the Holy Spirit. God loves us. And only the weak is unlocked. He loves you. He didn't die for himself. He had no sin to die for. He didn't die for the angels. They didn't need salvation. He died for man. He died in my place. He died in your place. In heaven. Didn't die for the self-righteous. They have no need of him. He died for the ungodly. They that are whole have no need of a physician. But they that are sick need a physician. Jesus came that we will have life more abundantly, wholeness of life, fullness of life, truthfulness of life. He didn't come so we could drive a Mercedes, baby. And he'll bless you with that if you just do the right thing. And then honor him. But he came. His significance in our lives is that we be saved. He's not worried about putting no roof on your head, food on your table. But he wants you to take your fire, put on the hope that you can carry out. And so if you have accepted him as your Lord and Savior, then you ought to act like your dad. Yeah. Ought to have some of your daddy characteristics. Yeah. And the main characteristics of your daddy, of our daddy, is love. Because the Bible tells me God. Yeah. God. God. That's his nature. Yeah. That's his genuine. That's his character. That's his essence. Love. His love. Because love is incompatible. He says right there, very, very rarely will anyone die for a righteous man. Don't for a good man. Someone might possibly dab you. Might. But Jesus said, greater love has no one than to lay down his life for his friends. That's what Jesus did at Calvary. He laid down his life for us.
This is Pastor Dunkley. I hope our message has been a blessing to your heart. I'd like to give you the calendar of events on the Mount Olive Baptist Church. Sunday school, 9:30 a.m. Worship service, 11 o'clock. Lord's Supper observed every second Sunday at 11 o'clock. Midweek service on Wednesday night at 6 p.m. If you would like a copy of the tape you have just heard, you can reach us at 1410 Cathy Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71303. Or phone me at area code 318-448-3448. It's going to be all right. You be blessed in the Lord. Amen.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT. Gina Alexandria.
Jesus.
Welcome to the Movement of Christ Worldwide Ministers Broadcast. Brought to you by the Greater King David Baptist Church. Pastored by Dr. John E. Montgomery II. One church ministering in two locations, 222 Blood Road and 7305 Harry Drive, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Thank you for your prayers and support of the ministry. Let us now join the broadcast already in progress.
Hope for all.
You have your Bibles, would you stand on your feet in honor of the word of the Lord?